This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding over here, it's page 167, I think. That's what I had marked off. And in the Ramban. So this is a Ramban that repeats the Yesod that he says in different places. It says, "Veshpiacha b'Hashem alakei ha'shamayim v'alakei ha'aretz." What exactly does it mean, alakei ha'aretz? Alakei ha'shamayim is a general term used to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meroimim and leila leila. What exactly do we mean by alakei ha'aretz? So the man says, "Yisoid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yikore alakei ha'aretz Yisrael, ki dechsiv kolo yodu es mishpat alakei ha'aretz." It says by the Kusim that the reason why they got into trouble was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they didn't know the ways of the God of the land. And I was implying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is specifically the God of Eretz Yisrael. V'kosu v'idaber l'kei Yerushalayim l'kei Ame Aretz. Ke'al l'kei Ame Aretz. V'yesh b'zeh soid o'dech tevet b'zeh Hashem, there's a soid over here. Avol is pasuk lekachanim based avi leinemah b'alkei ha'aretz, because he was in chutz la'aretz and therefore it wasn't alkei ha'aretz. And then he brings the famous the chazal hador b'chutz la'aretz doy mikir shein alkei shenemah ki gashuna yoyim mistaper b'achz Hashem leim lechem b'alkei ha'aretz. That's Ramban. So this Ramban is olishitosoi. It's Ramban. It says many places, and let's explain a little bit what the Ramban says over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's hanhaga. It's, I guess if I can give a mashal, it's like when you have a transformer, electricity comes in at a few hundred volts, it's not terribly, it's good for sending it over long distances, it's not terribly useful for plugging stuff into it. So what you do is you have step-down transformers, and you get lower voltages for the house and then, you know, for each outlet as per need. That's the way it works. And it's useful that way because the type of voltage and the type of amperage that comes in over the wires that are coming down the street is overkill for anything that you have. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga is weighed. Because if a person is in direct, so to speak, contact, it is a direct chibur, an apparently direct chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the person will not survive. Because one mistake and you're out. It's like when you work in a company, imagine you're working in the CEO's office. You can't get away with much. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu scales down his anhaga, and he does it by creating another layer of systems between you and him. So just like Teva, nature, so if I work the field harder, I'll get more thorns out of ground, get more rocks out, be able to plant more crops, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somewhere behind it. But the advantage that system is, on the one hand, my mistakes count for less. There's more room for error, so to speak, because I'm dealing with something natural. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's einshim comes much, much later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not react immediately because that's not exactly what has been, you know, I'm not connected exactly. That's where Malachim are, Mazolus are, Teva is, all those layers of machinery between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows for a somewhat of a breathing space. The Eretz Yisrael has a much closer Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it works in two directions. One direction is less tolerance. If we do things wrong in Eretz Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, we get kicked out quickly. There's repercussions much more quickly. And that's why it says Vaisakar Eretz Eschem, and the Kusim, when they started worshiping Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael, they were immediately punished. On the other hand, the sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gone. The Hashgachu HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes positively is not as good. All of those, it's a trade-off. So in other countries, other than Eretz Yisrael, there's a Sar that's in charge of it. What that means practically is the sense of Hashgacha is lessened. We have another layer of machinery between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'meila, there's a trade-off. We have less of a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection, but we don't suffer immediately wrath. We could possibly do something. And the Yisrael is very different. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Elokei HaAretz in this setting, and that Ramban says this many places. So if you ask yourselves, what is the Maila of Eretz Yisrael over other countries? The answer is the level of Hashgacha, which means less tolerance for Averis and much more beyond Teva response in helping us and so on and so forth. It's one of the things that, I mean, today when we look at Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is a tiny country, and the amount of news it generates has been totally out of proportion forever, been totally out of proportion to its size and place and anything. And somehow the sense of things happening there is a lot sharper. Sakanas Chas V'Shalom, Nisim, things, it definitely stands out of ordinary. My son was once in a plane next to somebody from India. This person had never seen Jews, never seen anything. And he was talking to my son. And on a hunch, my son felt something strange. He asked him, how many Jews do you think there are in the world? The person said between 70 to 80 million. So my son told him probably a tenth of that. He said, can't be. He says, why not? He said, because you guys make too much noise. You generate a lot more noise. It's true, and it's because it's a lot more volatile, and that's part of this. Okay, the next one is Rabbeinu Bechaya, being that Parshas Chayesara is the parasha of Shiduchim. It's the first Shidduch that's discussed. I mean, Adam and Chava was a prearranged match, so to speak, and this is this had a shotgun actually go out and look. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, is here b'shur shleikach isha libnoi mirbais kanan azer mekulol lefi shaha isha mochenes leperonis tatas adam litzita kikain asayim kolchai. A woman has a way of affecting a man, even though technically the man is the ruchnistic head, figurehead, he runs the show, so to speak. A woman is mashpia, and Rabbeinu Chai says it's about Talmud Torah also, that she's a mashpia. And therefore, a woman who's not a good, not a positive person, Ruchnius, is going to turn a person away. There was no wiser person than Shlomo, no more powerful person, and yet it says, Noshim Nachrios, it says, Noshav Hito Eslavavoy. So there was a minhag, we don't have it, maybe we can restart, there's so many minhag and we stop, to read this parasha to chasna devas chasna, v'shalo yikach isha l'shem yoifi, sh'akosiv oyim eshekachem v'la yoifi, v'loy l'shem momin, ki ha-momin osi yaslik nafayim k'neshi yof ha-shamayim, v'loy l'shem soros ha-kravim le-mishpochus, sh'enezeb ev'yuch l'starim, is fascinating, very changed. So he gave three bad reasons for doing a shidduch. One is beauty, one is money, and one is power. All three of them boomerang on a person. A person it loses it because of it. Aval yitzdor shenase shem shemayim v'shedavik mishpocha aguna l'fishabon shach v'yaseh metavak m'shalseh. So I want to speak a minute about what this means. When we talk about a mishpacha l'shem shemayim, what does he mean over here? You know, he's telling us what not, but what yes. So he means over here, a person first and foremost is establishing a Bais Yisrael. In other words, it's a ruchnistic enterprise. So just like the Moshe person was establishing yeshiva, so you need to have somebody that you get along with, you know, being able to get along with a person well and like a person is important, but you also understand the primary quality are what's the type of makom you're building. Person is getting married, he's building a home. And it's something that is a combination of both people. And if the person's values, ideals, and personality are not, then what you're building is a churban. So a person needs to ask himself, I'm now, is this the woman that will be the person is in the house that I would like? Is this the type of house I would like to build? That's first thing. He says the fish. I bought him. Shocked me the same. But children tend to go after the mother's family in terms of midas. So he says the reason that because Vlad is so long in the mother, there's an absorption of a teva of the mother. So that's one point. A person should look for people that are curved to him. Like you saw, Avram said, I'll go back to Arzim Aladati, Yitzchak, Amram, Kikeshabriyas, Mizdavkois, Kolechvech, Ladminoi, Asholem, Iskaim, Ishabe Sholem. So a person should look for someone from the same background as his, and he speaks about family, so you know, very close families, genetic issues. But there is something, and I want to talk a little bit about this. He mentions in other places also that a person should be mizdabek to people that have the same background. And this, I'll tell you a story that I once heard. There was an old yid who lived in Arzabira named Rabbi Chines, Rabbi Yitzchak Chines. His wife's, he didn't have any children himself. His wife had a child from first marriage, married Rabbi Yom Saratsky. He was a very fine yid, lived in Azabira, and he told me that he learned in the Mir in the 30s. He was from the few Americans that learned there. When time came for Shidduch, in America, don't know from women. No one knew of any from girls or women. It was very shrach. And he wanted to go to Litta and marry a girl from Litta, meaning not only Lithuania, but meaning the where the yeshivas were. And he went to Ezra Isaac Sher. And Isaac Sher told him, no, an Americana da chasta mit Americana, an a Litvish mit a Litvisha, and I from, you look hard enough, you'll find someone. His wife, Taka, was from the Yechidi school of the Kavra here, and so on. The point is, and this is just a general understanding, a vast majority of expectation and actions are what's culturally normal. You don't think twice about what to serve Friday night. Fish, soup, it is normal. And you don't think twice about how parents speak to children, children speak to parents. We have a culture, and we don't even realize how much of what we interact is consistent with the culture in. When you come to a person that's from a different place, it's not the same. And it, a lot of times, right and wrong, it's not shy to say right and wrong. I know somebody married into an established Sephardi family, and they were expected to have a certain yachas with the head of the family, and it was like very strange. And she was kind of very modern and Western, and the idea that every little thing you have to ask and get permission, it caused tremendous amount of friction. So finding somebody who comes from a similar world, who is similar background, is very important. And that's why he went to look Dafke for his family, for his artsy and things of that nature. Ukvar, next bag, Ukvar Imshilu Chazal. It's like but if it's not, then it's bad. It says because It's not the same. They're different. One is positive, one is negative, and that's that. Okay, let's see the next piece. It's also Rabbeinu Bechaya, and he speaks about Yofes Sichos Abde Oves Meimaz Oves. Chazal say this drasha of Eliezer is repeated by Richos Neiroa, and halachas you learn from very, very. So what are we saying here? That they were very big people. Is this a mile of Eliezer? What is this Yofes Sichos Abde Oves? What's the mile exactly? What's the inyan? So he says, Yeshua Zoe bin Yepashlu Shikfulo, and Dosh Chazal Yofes Sichos Abde Oves Nakashprok, and Dosh Shalbonim. Sharei, Parshas Eliezer Kfulo, Veharbi Gufu Teir Nesunim Bermizah. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya explains, what is it telling me? The ein sofik ki ze moifeset es gdoil al mailas ha'ovis shem ha'merkava. So let's explain the point that he's making over here. It says somewhere that Eved Melech is a Melech. So it means when something, so the Marshal, let's say you have a wire that's charged with a high charge. If you put another wire next to it, the wire will also pick up that charge and you'll feel the shock. So it's not a mile in the second wire, it's a mile in the first wire. It's so strong that even that's like that. The Rambam says in his Hakdamat Mishnayis, he says a very fascinating observation about Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He says Rabbeinu HaKadosh's milus that made him the one who would put down the Mishnah for Deiris, he lists his tzidkus, his chachma, but more than anything else, his makib patish is his extraordinary command of language. The Rambam, Noyim Advaram Noyimram, and the Rambam understands that if you want to put down Torah in a way that this Torah can be learned l'doris from every single person, knowing precisely how to say something is the most important thing. And the Rambam actually says in his Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah that the language he's going to use is the language of the Mishnah. He felt that was the perfect language for Torah, and the Gemara and Aramis did in Tanakh, there wasn't enough words. This is the way Torah should begin. So how does he know that? In other words, he says, where does he learn it from? So the Rambam learns up in Agarata. It says that Rabbanan, when they didn't know what a word meant, they would ask Amsa the Rebbe. They would ask Rebbe's Amsa, his Shifcha. And they asked him what this means, what Chalagalgis means. He said this, what this means, that. What are Chazal telling us? Or what's the story? What is it telling me? So the Rambam says, it's telling me how much Rabbeinu HaKadosh's language was precise and clear, that even his Amma you were able to run by her, which means as follows. Since she was hanging around Rabbeinu HaKadosh's house, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh's words were always clear, precise, meduyik, and etc., she absorbed it. It's not a mile, not that the Amma was an Oxford graduate. It was that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was such a his own Torah was so big that he was it permeated even the shifchas. So when we say Yofes Chosh Abde Oves, it's not a Mailan Eliezer. It's not that the Oves chose Avodim that were Noshim Doilim and Chashuvim. It's that the Oves was so big and their own words were so measured and so full of content that it flowed over to the Avodim, and Bimela, they also had that Mila. Okay, let's take a look at next piece is in Eben Ezra. So the question is, what did he want to see in the sign that he gave in Hati Kadech and so on and so forth? So it says, you know, if she fulfills this, is it enough of a test? Is that good enough? So Eliezer says like this: Nismach ha'eved al tfilas hanavi Shashem Anahu. The Eved was it wasn't his own kishrin in designing a test, but rather that he felt that Avraham Avinu's tefillah would be answered. And he showed that the Malach in his cholam that he's there to help him. So what he was looking for was, does she belong to Avram's family? Not is she worthy. He trusted Avram and Ischus and Seat Hashemayah is worthy. But how did he know that she's of his family? So he said, and therefore the Yechacha was where she's from, rather than this being the entire tamsis of being Baidik, the girl herself. Then he says, he brings the Gemara that it's a machlokes if it was shalok ha'igin or not shalok ha'igin. Kedar he doesn't always go with Chazal. Leidati lama ki lohoisa nara cheres etashkei obetashkei gemalov. Amosh yishpecha cheres ha'ezev leizeklum. He said, let's say he would have done this, and he would have found out she's not from his mishpacha, so he could have just dropped it. They weren't engaged yet, and there was the problem breaking shidduch. That wasn't an issue. So he said, "Ki vayeyme basmiya pirushik for amal akoyev shikna klum," and so on. So he thinks of that, but his main point was that you can't learn from here that one simon like this is enough of a beer. The idea that there would be a good sivuk and a good shidduch, that was something which was he was samech on the tefillah of Avram. It just that he needed this as a yichacha whose family she's from. That's what Eved says. I think we have time for one more piece over here. And this is the same Inyan in Abarbanel, who speaks about, is this called Nichushanat? It says you're not allowed to be menachesh, which means to make all sorts of signs. If this happens, I know it's good. If this happens, I know it's good. When is it Nichushanat? So Abarbanel says, V'hina Nichushanat shasal yeza eina midarkei moiri. Ve'eina miklali sinachshu. Why? The klal gadol is any pu'ula that follows darkei seichel is something that one is allowed to use, and unless it is a very high madrega, is obligated to use. So if I have a seicheldik approach, how I should decide, is today a good day to plant crops or not? If it's raining, if it's cold, if it's sunny, those are all things that a person should take into account. But if a black cat walked by or not, that's not what a person can do. Someone told me, Dr. Tatz, Kiva Tatz, he was very close to my Shapiro, so he told me that he once, in Yerushalayim, there's a schooler for a woman that's overdue, to give her mother's milk to drink. So he's in a school. And he had told somebody to do it. He was kind of, Dr. Tass was kind of apologetic. He told him, Shapiro, this probably, it works because there are hormones in the milk. And Moshe didn't like these things. So he told him, Imishum hormonim, as kadurechat katanish, habayeter hormonim, masha kosechat. He said, if it's hormones that if you really think it's hormones, then a pill will do much better than milk. If it's a schooler, he said, rabbit's foot is a much better schooler. So have a hang a rabbit's foot. That was Moshe didn't have much tolerance for these schoolers. But the klal is anything that's seicheldik, that's allowed. Kimashi yigzer ha'odam midarech ha'svara eimri nachash. There's no problem of nich. The person says, if it'll rain tomorrow, I'm going to plant. So any factor that's logical is fine. So he knew and understood that there's a big hashgacha here for who's going to be the basivuk. That's pashit. V'lachein ama ve'gaza sha'isha shetei yoyse shleima midas yeru l'yitzchak. Ubamay vada ze imla shetia naira bilti rabas hashanam shetei shemayim shudav azar v'kasha los amo v'toyak azar k'tana. So there was a logical reason why this would be true. It's not the pshat is there was like, what are the chances of finding shidduch? Avram sent him. So yes, the shidduch is going to be here. He understands and knows what's important to Avram Avinu. And he devised some test that will make some sense. So it's interesting, both he and Eben Ezra deal with this issue. Eben Ezra has his mahalach. And he has his mahalach. But he said there was a seichel why it would work. And it's the same thing. So it was an opening, but it was an opening of a seicheldik. It made sense. So Chazal call it nichush, and they complement it. And he says they complement it because it's a nichush that follows their haseichel, and it goes with logic and seichel and so on. Loyalios menachshem gemur, and shall look them similar maseim. So it's very interesting. We think that if a person acts with seichel and with das, he's on a lower madrega than a person that acts with skulas, because he's depending on the Baruch Shalom. It's not true. We need to be Bateach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who's on a very high darga, an extraordinary high darga, cannot do any mice at all. Like the famous Ramban that speaks about the Imala Reifi Beis Hashem, an extraordinary Baal Bitochon, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No schoolers either, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who is a normal madrega, so doing what needs to be done in a seichelik way, that fits. A schooler is neither here nor there. We weren't given. Adam, and that's why the Moshel Kishuv is much worse. Because people think Kishuv is quasi-ruchni. Anything that's huji-wuji is better than anything. It's not true. Because we have a rishus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a rishus to do certain things. Things that fit with Teva, we have a rishus to do it, and an obligation. Things beyond Teva, we have tefillah. We have nevuah. That's it. Anything that doesn't fall into that category is something that the Torah frowned upon, either an outright Isser or certainly something frowned upon. That's so. B'meila, the Eliezer's pu'ula was a seichelik pu'ula, and both he and Ibn Ezra say the same thing. The etzem they were relying on the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be mezamen zivuk. It's for sure. He needed to do a shtadlus. The shtadlus was a reasonable shtadlus, and he complimented it with asking about the family also. Okay, we'll hold it here. A good fach. Okay, cultive.